Highbridge Audio presents The Stonecutter by Camilla Läckberg, translated from the Swedish by Stephen T. Murray, read by David Thorne. Martin and Patrick walked very slowly out to the end of the wharf. They were almost at the boat before they had enough of a view over the rail to see the body. The girl had landed on her back when the old man pulled her into the boat, and her wet, tangled hair covered most of her face. "The ambulance is here," said Patrick, glancing over at Martin. Martin nodded feebly. His freckles and reddish-blonde hair seemed several shades redder against his white face as he fought to keep his nausea in check. The greyness of the weather and the gusting wind created a ghastly backdrop. Patrick waved to the ambulance team, who seemed in no hurry to unload the gurney from their vehicle.
"Drowning accident?"
The first of the two EMTs nodded inquiringly toward the boat.
"Yes, it looks like it," replied Patrick. "But the medical examiner will have to make that call. There's nothing you can do for her in any case, besides transporting her."
"No, we heard that," said the man. "We'll just get her up on the gurney."
Patrick nodded.
He had always thought that the tragedies involving child victims were the worst things a police officer could encounter on the job. And ever since Maya was born, this feeling had multiplied a thousandfold. Now his heart ached at the thought of the task that lay before them. As soon as the girl had been identified, they would have to destroy her parents' lives. The medics hopped down into the boat. They carefully picked the girl up and lifted her onto the wharf. Her hair fell away from her face and fanned out on the planking, and her glazed eyes seemed to be watching the scudding grey clouds. At first, Patrick had turned away, but now he reluctantly looked down at the pale face. Then a cold hand gripped his heart.
"Oh, no. Oh, no, Jesus God."
Martin looked at him in dismay, until it dawned on him what Patrick meant.
"You know who she is?"
Patrick nodded mutely.